Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. This is your 1 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Ida. We still have winds at 150 miles an hour. We're going to start looking at the data to start looking at how those winds evolve as we continue inland. We do have landfall around Port Fouchon about an hour or so ago. So we're still moving right now northwest at 13 miles an hour. Let's start looking at some of the data. We're about 20 miles west of Grand Isle, Louisiana. So we're not over yet. So if you think about landfall, we can't relax yet because we still have a ways to go. So if you're in Houma, you're in points northward, even towards Baton Rouge with time, look, you're still going to get the hurricane force winds. It's going to be a hurricane for a little while. So as you move northward, you're going to start seeing some other areas where you get trees down, power outages. So really got to be careful of some of the winds. Now, the other part here is some of those hurricane force winds stretch out about 50 miles from the center, and this is your latest update that we just got. This is the 1 p.m. Central Time update for the forecast. So if you think about the center being here, you have about 50 miles away from the center, those hurricane force winds. So let's take this northward, and you see how close some of those hurricane force winds, they get into Kenner, it gets into Jefferson Parish, St. Charles Parish, even to Orleans Parish, New Orleans, you can get some of these hurricane force winds. On the North Shore, St. Tammany Parish, up to portions of Washington Parish. So we're not done yet. So you're going to have power outages, you're still going to have just extreme winds and some catastrophic areas with some damage associated with this. So don't relax yet because we still have some impacts with these winds. The other part of it is the storm surge. We've been looking at some of the values. Water over at Bay Waveland Yacht Club over here, we've seen readings around 6 foot of storm surge. Shell Island, Shell Beach, some of these areas already seeing the water. So it's coming up 5-6 feet in some of these areas, but not done yet. Really got to be careful in some of these areas. The backside of the winds can still push some water in. 12 to 16 was forecast. Port Fouchon, the mouth of the river, and that's where you really get that center and to the right. I want to spend more time on the rainfall because as we evolve here and the storm starts to, you saw the forecast starting to turn as a slight slowing of the system. So this rainfall is going to be continuing to be an issue. These values are significant. In red and purple here, those are values 10 to 20 inches of rain. And that's the flash flooding, such a dangerous situation in any one of these areas. And it's not just on the coast. You put a lot of this water inland as well through central portions of Mississippi, even Jackson, even up to Tupelo. You start getting into portions of northwest Alabama as well. You can see some of this heavy rainfall. All this moisture's got to go somewhere, so that's what we're looking at. Not just along the center, but over Mobile, back toward the Mississippi Gulf Coast, especially Hancock County. The closer you are to the center, you get some of those high rainfall totals. I did want to take the time to go northward. You start, where's this moisture going to go? Well, look at it. All this moisture streams up through portions of Tennessee, up into Kentucky. So if you're West Virginia, Ohio, like any one of these areas could get flash flooding. You go back in history, there could be some big flash flood events historically in some of these areas from this tropical rain. So time to be in your safe place. We're not over yet. You got the winds, you got the flooding. It's time to be safe and shelter in place, and we'll get through the storm together. This has been the latest update from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham.